Well, hello, people. Oh, God, they're at it again. There's a big horse race meeting today in the UK, and loads of animal activists have arrived, mostly all femons. And they want to stop the horse racing. Forget the amount of money that has been put out to arrange this horse racing event, and how many people's lives are entwined in horse racing. Well, I don't know, but from the stables to the owner to the jockeys, all these people involved love horses. Generally, race horses are looked after far better than normal horses. They have to be, otherwise they wouldn't race. They wouldn't be healthy, would they? But that's no matter to these supposedly do-gooders. But their sign actually says it all. They are saboteurs. Basically, they want to cause chaos and drama and also get some attention. And generally speaking, it doesn't matter what cause it is. They'll use anyone. But I remember there were some animal activists here in the town where I live. They were mostly all femons again. And they dressed up as animals and went into McDonald's and threw this red liquid that they dyed all over the place. There were children, of course, in McDonald's, which scared them and made them cry. But once again, it was all about getting attention. They don't care about anybody else. And the fake cause was about eating meat. And I believe that everybody should have the right to either want to eat meat or not. But these people were going into places and telling people what gives them the right. If you look at these people's lives, they generally don't have anything else in their lives. If they did, they wouldn't have time to do this stuff, would they? Well, don't worry, if they stop the horse racing, that won't be enough for them. Next week, it'll be something completely different. And apparently it's cruelty to animals. Horses are designed to run. Horses love to run. And if they stop all the horse racing, what do they think's going to happen to these horses that are not really needed anymore? Well, they'll probably end up in a can. That's something they don't think about because that's reality. But basically these minds of the femons are childlike brains. I mean, take a look at this person beside the sign. Who made that? A child? How can you take them seriously when they walk about looking like that? These people aren't happy inside, so they want to make everybody else unhappy, and they want to destroy anything that people get enjoyment out of. And I've talked to some of these people, and they've never come across as normal people. They've always been a bit crazy. These people want to push their will onto you because they think they know best. But really, all they really are destroyers, attention seekers, sad people who generally don't have a life of their own. I believe the law should come down hard on these people because they're disrupting normal people's lives. And they don't give a damn, do they? Because it's all about them. Such is the femon nature, I'm afraid. What do you think, guys? Let me know. They shouldn't be called activists. They should be called disruptors. Because that's what they are.